Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Snowfall star Damson Idris says Jay-Z helped him get his green card. Plus, in celebrity divorce news, actress Eva Marcille has filed for divorce, oh no, from Michael Sterling.
Aww.
And check this out. Nick Cannon says he doesn't give his baby mamas a monthly allowance, okay? We'll talk about all of these stories. Hold your thoughts. I see it. Hold your thoughts. Hold your comments until the top of the hour, because right now it is time to ask the CLO. Sandy in Newark says, I'm 27 years old and moving in with my man at the first of the month. I put the apartment in my name because of his credit. I also got a credit card for a furniture store and maxed it out. He wants me to pay the credit card bill since he pays the rent. I've done my part, but he wants more. Haven't I done enough?
Well, young lady.
Sandy.
You have to try to assess your relationship for what it is. Are you and him in a relationship to form a life together, for this to move forward and turn into something? Are you all in a financial convenience relationship? Uh-huh. If you needed somebody to share the bills with, you should have got a roommate.
Mm-hmm.
True that.
And then I would suggest a white girl with rich parents, because that way you can always get your money.
Be strategic in this.
Filthy rich.
Yeah. Well, you out here went and got his ass. He ain't got no credit, 27 years old. You've assigned yourself to a man who is already shown you signs of irresponsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I ruined my credit as a young man, too. So I'm just... And at the time, I was making some irresponsible decisions. A lot of it was out of necessity, but... Still, bad decisions led to bad credit. Well, you are now signed up for a relationship that's that. Now, you've not only done that, you've moved in together. Y'all ain't taking enough time to consider what this is y'all signing up for, man.
Yeah.
And that's all I got to say. Because, like, right now, this financial arrangement y'all got ain't working out.
Yeah.
Y'all can stop talking about kids and the family, because y'all can't agree on a real simple-ass thing. You pay the credit card, I'm going to pay the rent.
Yeah.
Haven't I done enough?
Stay where you are, Sandy. All right. Moving on to TD and Harvey. TD says, I met my husband at his first wedding. He said I was beautiful, and he gave me his business card. He got a divorce 8 months later, and he found me through a mutual friend. We are soulmates, but how do I get over the guilt of how we met?
You met at his wedding?
At his first wedding, yes.
And he gave you his card at the wedding and said you was beautiful.
Yeah.
This marriage was off to the wrong start at the wedding.
Yes. We're surprised it lasted 8 months.
So now how do you, now you done met your soulmate, you want to get over the guilt of how you met. What guilt? Mm-hmm. Why are you feeling guilt? Now, your guilt would happen is if y'all had a relationship during the 8 months that he was married.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. She didn't say that, of course.
Now, if that wasn't the case, lose your guilt. If that's your soulmate, there it is. But now when y'all get married, make sure he don't bring them cards to the wedding.
Yes, yes.
Tell him, Steve.
Go down to City Hall.
Ooh, he trifling.
Here, take one of my cards.
Yeah. What? All right. All right, moving on to Alicia and Joliet. Alicia says, I got home yesterday and my husband was in the yard talking to our neighbor, Patricia. He said they were catching up on the gossip in the neighborhood. I told him to tell his friend bye and come inside. He came in yelling and said I was out of line for how I handled the situation. How else should I have handled it?
Mm. Well,
bye, Patricia.
If you did it like this, tell your friend bye and get your ass in here.
And that's how like she said it.
Like she said yeah. Like she was his mama.
Tell Patricia bye-bye and get in here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that is. But, you know, when he said we was outside catching up on neighborhood gossip.
Yes, yes.
Dog, what? Dog, you know I've never said that to my wife before. Ever?
You were outside talking to the neighbor about catching up on gossip.
I was catching up on some neighborhood gossip. Yeah, I ain't never told my wife I was talking to a woman catching up on anything.
Right.
Okay.
Now, you know Patricia fine, don't you? You do know this.
Hell yeah.
You do know Patricia fine.
Hell yeah.
Let it be known. Patricia fine.
Well, then his wife was right with everything she did.
Right. Get in here.
She did everything but have a belt in her hand.
I mean, you was out of line the way you said it. You should have walked up on him and said, hey, y'all, how you doing?
Mm-hmm. What y'all talking about? Yeah.
Hey, listen, Harold, can I talk to you for a minute?
Why is it always Harold?
It's Harold or Herman.
Or Herman, right.
Harold make a lot of mistakes, man. Them damn Harolds.
All right, so moving on. She wants to know how should she have handled it, though, Steve?
No, like I just told you. Should have walked out there and said, hey, how y'all doing? Hey, honey, can I talk to you for a minute? Can you step inside? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Bye-bye.
Bye, Patricia.
Yeah.
Put a little shade.
But you hollered out across the backyard. That's what happened.
What did she say?
I love it, Steve.
Hell! Hell! All that talking at the fence with her folk. Get in here, you two. Bye. Tell your friend bye.
All right, moving on. Last one. Jessica in Seattle says, I'm dating the silliest 42-year-old man on the planet. He'll start dancing wherever we are. He sings the songs at restaurants, and he passes gas and laughs uncontrollably. Oh, if this is all that's wrong with him, should I stick with his silly behind, or will this get on my nerves real bad eventually?
It's on your nerves.
Yeah, and it's only been a year.
And you think this has been, girl? Do you know the instances that's gonna come up where he's doing something at an inappropriate moment?
Mm-hmm.
He ignorant.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you something. He ignorant.
Uh-huh.
Why you think when you met him, he was available?
That's a good one.
Why do you think when you met him, his 42-year-old ass was available?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
Free and clear. Mm. You ain't got no problems with infidelity. Mm-hmm. He ain't had to clean out his black book. He just went skip to the loo, y'all, with it on and cracking.
So that's why he's single. Mm.
You are married to the silliest man on the planet. Who wants to be married to that?
She said it. She said it.
Yeah. Keep it moving.
She recognized.
Girl, mm-hmm. girl, mm-hmm. Is it mm-hmm. going to get on my nerves? It's on them already.
Already, yeah.
This year one, you wouldn't y'all get married.
Ooh, ooh. And he meets the family and all of that?
You got to stop on the way in people's house talking about, hey, hey, don't go in here with all that.
All right. Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.